How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. Get the best quality paints from Dutch Boy for all your projects at Menards. MaxBond Plus exterior paint and primer in one is designed to stand strong against extreme weather. It provides max adhesion, hide, and performance, and repels rain in just 90 minutes after application. And with Dutch Boy's high-performing paints that last, transforming your home has never been easier. Save big money on Dutch Boy paints and head into Menards today and get your paint project started.
Save big money at Menards.
We learned that Mark Zuckerberg's wife hates his octagon that he built in the backyard, and he's polling people whether or not he should take it down and or leave it there. Most people, like us, say, why can't you have grass and an octagon? You're worth $114 billion. You could have all the grass and all the octagon.
Just you buy a gym.
You would think. Yeah.
My blank hates my blank. This one really intrigued me. My wife hates my $40,000 Spider-Man collection.
Oh. I love Spider-Man, but does it take up like a whole room?
Yeah, this sounds
$40,000,
like
$40,000, I bet.
Yeah, that sounds like 40-year-old virgin kind of stuff.
Yeah.
That's a ton.
Wonder if she hates it because it takes up so much room or because it's $40,000 that could be put towards something.
Right.
I don't wonder if it's really $40,000 because I think a lot of times people that collect that stuff, they may keep
track. That's what it would be worth if you sold
it. They may keep track of how much they've spent or what these certain figurines are worth, but
don't add it up.
They know if they sell it, they're not getting that for it.
Well, they might, I guess, but he won't.
Yeah.
I would hate it too.
It's always the sentimental value. Oh, man.
Can't get rid of this one.
And sell this for less than $3,000.
This one from Lansing. My wife hates that I remember Taylor Swift's birthday, but I forgot hers. Yeah, I bet she does.
Yeah, well, I mean, Taylor Swift is in the news every day. So
yeah, you know. I don't see your wife giving away $55 million in bonuses to everybody who worked on her tour.
Is that how much she gave away?
Yeah. $100,000 to each of the
semi-truck drivers.
Yeah, which was a lot of them.
That was awesome.
But then everybody who worked on the tour got a bonus.
They said it was upwards of like $5 million that she'd given out in bonuses.
This said 55
or
million.
Or 55. Sorry, I said five. Yeah, 55 million. Sorry. Yeah, you already said that.
I did.
Yep.
That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's, boy, that's talk about keeping people happy.
Yeah.
But her tour has already made over $1 billion.
Yes.
It is the highest grossing tour of all time. And did you see the stuff that came out of Seattle when her show was in Washington State, I believe in Seattle, they measured the ground and the shaking and the reverb from the fans.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very true. And it was like the same, that type of shaking that was caused continued the same length as like a, I don't want to say it wrong, but like a 2.5 magnitude earthquake or whatever.
I saw 2 years ago, there was a Marshawn Lynch run in a playoff game where he just shed tacklers at CenturyLink Stadium, I think it's called, in Seattle.
Love that.
And
the crowd reaction
registered on the Richter scale. And this was it registered a little higher than that.
Yeah. So they intentionally studied it, knowing that, like, man, these stadiums just shake. People are so excited. I loved hearing that. I was like, I can't imagine being on a stage like that. Because you know she feels it too, beyond just the buzz of the adrenaline of performing. But to feel your fans, literally feel them like that, my God, what a high.
I can't imagine. Can't imagine.
Did you see the video of her? I forget what song she's doing, but the song starts. She's dancing. All of her dancers are around her and everything. And then they zoom in and one of her dancers was replaced with Ed Sheeran.
That happened a while ago.
Yeah, dressed as a clown or something.
She didn't know he was going to be out.
And then
there,
the moment that she realizes who it is, she her face completely changed. She's like, What the hell?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard to hate someone who shares the, yeah, she's still going to be fine. She still has plenty of money.
Yeah, I'm a Swiftie.
But lots of people like do that and don't give any away.
Well, exactly. You want to always maintain having the best people around you. Pay them.
This text, my kids hate the fact that we have no food in the house. Now, the fridge and cupboards are both full. It's just not what they want. Boy, that is.
Yes.
That's me as a kid and my kids now.
Yep.
I'm so hungry. We don't have any snacks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm starting to get to that point where I understand. I think we were talking about it the other day about how, like, moms would have rules like you can only open one bag at a time. And I'm like, I think I'm about to instill that because, man, I have like 9 right now. And the other day, I've told my kids a bunch of times, I go, hey, don't open anything else until you eat some of the stuff that's open in there. We got this open and this open and this open and this open and this open. And I come into the kitchen and Grayson's sitting there with a bag of Doritos that I know weren't open. I go, did you just open that as though I don't know the answer to it already? And
he goes,
yeah. And I go, do you remember 1 hour ago when I said there are 8 things open? I go into the pantry and I go, chips, sour cream and onion, chips, pretzels. And I'm just pulling out all these with all the chip clips on there. I go, I swear to God, if you open one more thing before you finish any of these other things, you can't come here anymore.
You can't come here anymore.
I'm not your dad anymore.
I am out. This is ridiculous.
And I'm sure he's nodding as he's sitting there eating another burrito.
He knows. He knows.
Boy, whenever I say to my kids, do you remember when I said that? They always say yes.
Yeah.
And then continue doing exactly what they were doing before.
Yeah, I go. I know I said that you can't open something else. I go, well, now I'm not buying anything else. Like, I'm fine not having any more chips in here. So now you have to finish them.
Yeah, I'm guilty of what your kid's doing. Because if I've got chip bag clips and I got multiple flavors of chips, I'm going to go for the sour cream and onion. And then I'm going to be like, man, I kind of want that spicy barbecue chip. And now I kind of want that sweet honey barbecue chip. And I'm just going to open all of them and I'm going to have a little chip party. And then I'm going to have, 4 or 5 bags.
That's okay. They're yours.
Get down to like a quarter of them. And then
that is it. They're yours.
Yeah, because they're yours. You bought them. So if you want to eat them like a weirdo, go ahead.
Mike and I can do that
too. Well, I can do that too. I can eat weird all I want because I bought it.
Yeah. Mike and Maine writes, kids can suck it. I'm an adult. I can make my own damn rules. So I don't have to eat the terrible freeze pop flavors before I buy more. They're $2 for like 1,000.
Yeah.
But the kids can eat the gross yellow ones.
Exactly.
Yellow.
You get grape, dad gets cherry. That's the rule.
Man, every time I buy those, all the good ones are gone. I don't even eat them, but the kids are like, ugh, there's hardly any left. And I open the drawer and there's like 400 of them, but it's no longer a rainbow of colors.
It's just
like 3. Yes.
Or like when you buy the Costco box or the Sam's Club box and it's got like the Doritos, Fritos, Funyuns, and Ritz crackers.
Oh,
yeah. And then they're like, we don't have any snacks. And I'm like, that whole box is up there. And I pull it down. I'm like, dang it.
You're right.
We only have Ritz crackers.
We don't have any good snacks.
You need to eat these before I buy another box.
This is not my problem right now. This is your problem.
Yeah.
You're hungry and want a snack, and that's what you're getting.
How many adults do you think have secret snacks somewhere in their house?
All of them.
Because my mom used to keep, she was so pissed when we found out she kept snacks under the living room couch that none of us ever went in.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, at night, if we were watching a TV show she didn't want it, and she had just told us there was no chips or you couldn't make popcorn or whatever because we didn't eat our dinner. And then we found a bag of chips or a bag of candy under her couch. Oh, man. She's like, you little bastards.
My dad would hide Coca-Colas in our house. You had a rule. You could have one Coke or you had to split it.
Mm-hmm.
You have one a day. And if you got down to the last Coke, you weren't allowed to drink it because that was dad's. Mom drank Diet Coke and that's garbage. Nobody wanted to touch her Diet Coke. But dad would realize, oh, my God, there's only like 3 Cokes left, 5 kids. They're all going to want to split a Coke when they get home from school tomorrow. I'm going to hide one of these 3. And he'd go and he'd hide it somewhere in the fridge. And then we'd run out of Cokes and he'd pull one out of the fridge. I'm like, where did that come from? Where'd that come from? I've been starving for one of those all day, Dad.
That came from my wallet.
Yeah, he's like, I don't know, my little secret spot in the fridge. I'm like, what is there, like a dad door in the fridge? Where are you finding this?
Oh, a dad door, that would be.
I Kelly, you know, because you know, Grandma B, Kayla's grandma.
Oh, yeah.
She made cookies and I knew the kids were going to eat them all while I was at work. So I put them in the safe and then forgot and they got stale.
Oh, no.
And moldy.
Yeah. I hate it when I forget about hidden snacks. So,
oh, all the kids are like, what happened to the cookies? And one night I go, yeah, what did happen? Oh, no.
The fact that you have to put that your sentence was, I put the cookies in the safe.
It's pathetic, but it's
the
so
only way
relatable.
It is a thumbprint.
It's a cookie safe.
Yeah.
It's only, it's mostly bad, though, when you do that to an animal.
Yeah.
We need to normalize the pantry safe, though, or the fridge safe.
I agree. Like that, you know, thumb lock or that thumbprint lock on the pantry. Yeah. That was effective, and it, you know what? It eliminated the need to do it, because now all people, they almost all ask every time now. Before, it was like, what are you doing? Oh, I just decided to eat like eight cookies.
You're lucky, man. Yeah. You're lucky. Your kids are going to cut your hands off in your sleep. And then
one day, it's going to be a Mission Impossible movie.
Well, yeah. I did catch him with Scotch tape trying to take my thumbprint off the iPad.
Oh, my God.
Because they had seen it in a movie.
That's
and
hilarious.
I was like, well, if that works.
They deserve it.
I'm okay with it. I'm not going to stop you, because if this does work, I'm super impressed that you took the time to do it.
Yeah, but then, you know, the next thing you know, it's going to become a challenge. It's going to be Minority Report. And you're going to be burning off your fingertips in a hot pan.
Right. Oh. I'm going to have my eyeballs replaced.
On a retinal scan will be the next thing.
Hey, guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.